There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to review the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Every week there are tons of articles, information, pictures, videos at Talkers TV, Talkers Radio. You name it, what's going on in the talk world is covered by the folks that work at talkers.com. So, with that as a background, the top 10 stories this week, as we look at the research that's been done by the folks at Talkers, and also the people that are on that list. Michael Harrison is here to overview the list now, and then we'll dig apart some of the nuances of stories, how we can help you understand what's going on, converse about maybe some of the inside of talk radio. Michael, let's go through the list first.
It's been an interesting week and a lot of stories that are all mushed together. So, take this as just a basic approximation. At number 10, we have NBA and NHL playoffs, always very exciting. At number 9, Deflategate, which keeps National Football League conversation higher than the current sports that are currently being played. It's amazing. At number 8, North Korea nuke treats. At number 7, the retirement of David Letterman. What an enormous impact on talk media he's had. At number 6, the deadly Texas biker brawl. That's a scary story. And it's tied with the California oil spill, also a distressing story. Rand Paul's filibusters at 5, ISIS takes more territory. Number 4. At number 3, we have Hillary Clinton's emails issues. And that smushes into number 2 with 2016 presidential prospects and Iraq policy questions. And on top of all of that, become a political football is the number 1 topic by a hair, the Stephanopoulos Clinton donations. Interesting. Okay, on the people chart, we have John Kerry and Vladimir Putin at 10, Elizabeth Warren at 9, number 8, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, and Roger Goodell from the football story, David Letterman at 7. Jerry Brown at number 6, number 5, Michelle Obama, number 4, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz. Bill and Hillary are at 3. Number 2, George Stephanopoulos. Number 1, Barack Obama. And there's the week as it was before the Memorial Day holiday.
The week as it were. Can you believe it's Memorial Day?
No.
Under the circumstance, my God, where does the time...
I don't know if it's a sign of age or if it's just something that everybody's experiencing, because everybody says everybody's getting older, nobody's getting younger.
Right.
But all my life I've heard people say that it's amazing how fast time goes, but I got to tell you, it's really going fast.
Yeah.
I have a theory. My theory is that time actually is speeding up. That it's a relative thing, you know, into physics.
Yeah.
And it's not just because we're older and we have more time under our belts, and thus each piece of time feels smaller. I actually think there might be something true to the idea that maybe time is speeding up and we're feeling it without being able to wrap our brains around it.
Well, the idea of how the Earth travels on its axis, and the North Pole and the South Pole, and how the poles may be shifting. We've had, as you can sort of tell if you drill down into the core of the Earth, enough information about what went on the planet for a number of years, a number of millions of years. But when you think about the intensity of the universe having no beginning and no end, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we found out through one of the telescopes that we found another galaxy that's 13 billion light years away. Well, if you figure out how long one light year is, and then you multiply this, you can't imagine, you just can't wrap yourself around it.
Yeah.
Almost the enormity of understanding even what goes on this planet. How do things grow? How does one cell attach to another cell, and then what makes it grow into another bigger body?
Well, you're wading into some very interesting waters, and I got to tell you, it's fascinating stuff. And I do believe, without going too deeply into this and tying it back into the purpose of our show, that this kind of conversation would do very well as an entire genre on talk radio.
It would. You're right.
I think that talk radio is a perfect place for this. And I'm not talking about astrology and paranormal and, you know, people seeing ghosts. And that stuff is fun. I'm talking about science. I'm talking about the amazing things that are happening in physics, astronomy, discovery, medicine. All of these things that are going on right now, there's a huge audience for. Many of them are the people listening to this on a news talk station. It's just a matter of what we prioritize as news. And I think that there's a growing world. I think television is taking advantage of it much more than radio. You have some amazing programs that deal with these things. And, of course, most of the action is on YouTube, which is becoming, of course, the world stage.
Yep.
YouTube is amazing. Talk radio should really start to explore the many options it has to capture the public's attention.
I think that there's we ought to pursue that. Let's do another program.
Well, I do. I get into a lot of this stuff with my podcast series, Up Close and Far Out.
I know you do. Tell everybody what that's about.
Media. I see it through the lens of the media. But You know, what is the media? The media is nothing more than an extension of the human nervous system. It's our brains connecting. That's what the media is. It's pretty. It's pretty esoteric and theoretical. So I enjoy that stuff. And again, I don't want to take too much time here with this because a lot of people do want to talk about Benghazi. So we'll take it. Let's get.
I'd rather talk about Ben Gay, Frank. All right. So we have a pause now in the action. Then we'll come back. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're reviewing what's going on in the news talk radio world this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview each week in this hour from Michael's perspective of what some of the impacts are conversationally, some of the issues of the week and how they are being discussed. I would love to. I'm with you. I love talking about the things that are hard to imagine, that are not there, the challenges that we have as human beings to understand what's going on. And it goes to everything. If you look at the top 10 list this week, how is it that people spend so much of their time? This is an amazing reality. Talking about George Stephanopoulos and the donations that he made. Why does that intrigue people more than what you and I were just talking about?
Well, because this is the arena that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if we were doing a survey of what soccer fans around the world are interested in, you know, Stephanopoulos wouldn't be on it. You know, what you're finding confusing is the fact that we live in a very fractured world in terms of interests. There's very little that comes under the umbrella of the public and mass appeal. As we get deeper into the 21st century, special interest groups really are audiences as opposed to lobbyists in Washington. And as people get deeper and deeper into their interests, because there are so many channels of information to feed that interest, they're becoming more isolated from other things. So there are people that walk around all day long obsessed with Stephanopoulos, obsessed with the 2016 presidential election, as opposed to just integrating it into their life. As one of the things they do. There are people that do that too, but there's no media to play to them anymore. The mainstream media is so dumbed down because the corporate bosses think that the masses are asses that if you have any kind of intelligence, you don't come away with anything. Mm-hmm. So you either have to go find your channel of specialness that you were interested in, which then isolates you from other groups, or listen to and watch and read the pablum that's put out there for the masses based on the assumption that you never got past seventh grade.
Isn't it amazing? And yet these discussions, you were talking about how important it would be to have some of the discussions about the unlimited universe that we live in and how people could really find that entertaining, and I mean really absorbed in it, and a general audience. But we go back to the things that if we don't have people of intelligence, there's a good discussion topic in and of itself.
Yeah, well, I happen to have great faith in intelligence. I just don't think the media is intelligent.
No, but there are a lot of... I have a great faith in intelligence, too, because it is what sort of keeps everything going, and there are fewer and fewer people who have been trained well from our system. There are people being trained well in other systems,
right,
to sort of knock our... What do they call it? It's a crude reference to jockstraps, but there is very little good education in our country that is grounded. There's a lot of stuff for people who are already well on their way, but there isn't training going on for people to get good jobs. I mean, this is a whole different
conversation. Well, what you're touching on now is very interesting. One of the discussions we have economically and politically of our time is that there seems to be a widening gap between the haves and the have-nots in terms of money. The small percentage of people who are rich are getting richer. The large percentage of people that are considered middle class or average working Americans are getting relatively poorer. This is a fact. But you know something? There's also an educational gap. The smart people are getting smarter and are doing amazing things, and there's a huge gap in the educational system for the average person. The average kid growing up doesn't learn anything.
Yeah.
And then what compounds it is that if you want to go to college, colleges which are basically run today as corporate businesses for profit as opposed to proud institutions of higher learning, you go into deep debt to get an education. So that the whole education system is suffering from the same imbalance that the economic system is.
Yep. Lots of questions and not as many answers as we'd like to have. Continuing on in a few moments, it's Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll get a take on a few of the stories that are in the Talkers list this week as well as we move along on the countdown.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the expert when it comes to the things that are on the list of hot topics. There are things that come into this list, and sometimes they stay for a long time. Certainly the presidential prospects, who's going to run, who isn't going to run. You got all of these people that are thinking as Republicans that they want to run. People say there's so many people who want to run. It seems to me there are always a lot of Republicans that want to run. Is that just me, or do you
think
that
it's just you? I think you can't say always. I think that it depends on the nature of the election, who the incumbent is. When you have an incumbent, it's much more difficult for lots and lots of people to run because they would come across as being against the president. Hillary, even though she has her problems with Obama, she definitely was of the Obama administration. There were deals made. She's the heir apparent. So you have a Bernie Sanders, you have this Elizabeth Warren, uncertainty factor, but you don't really have a lot of people. The Republican side's wide open. They haven't had a president in the White House in two terms. And there's no loyalty factor to the current president. As a result, everybody's running. And the guy that has the biggest problem right now is the one who has the loyalty factor to the last Republican president. That's Jeb Bush. He doesn't know whether to support his brother or distance himself from his brother. And he's tripping all over himself.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't support his brother if he's smart. And that's maybe at the crossroads. You want to separate George Bush, other than Barack Obama, probably the most unpopular president in our lifetime, made lots of bad mistakes. Iraq was the biggest. And yet, as you just said, Jeb Bush is fumbling around with the answer. The answer is, if you're smart, I don't think my brother and I agreed on that. Next question. Yeah. That's how you do it. You say little, you make a statement, and if they ask you more questions, you just say, well, I just answered that question. I didn't support the war. Next.
I think the Republican candidate who's running the smartest campaign is Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I think Mitt Romney's setting himself up to run in 2020.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just my opinion. I don't know what's going to happen in 2020, but I certainly believe that as of now, he doesn't think any Republican is going to win.
This time around?
This time around.
Oh, I don't think there is. Do you think there's a Republican that will beat Mrs. Clinton?
Well, I think anything could happen. I'm not going to predict that. I would say if I had to bet money on it right now, I would say Clinton. But I think she's awfully vulnerable, too. So just like at the beginning of sports seasons, it's very hard to pick a winner because you don't know what's going to happen, who's going to get injured, you know, what was going to pop out of nowhere. But all things being equal, yeah, I'd say Mrs. Clinton is the favorite. But I see Mitt Romney positioning himself to become the likable, fun guy that had we voted for him, everything would have been better, and he doesn't even want to run now, but he does charity fights with Evander Holyfield. He appears on Saturday Night Live. He's all of a sudden the stiff, this guy in a suit, has become this likable, cool character.
Right.
And, you know, he's a politician like anybody else. He's smart, very smart. He's setting himself up, I think, for 2020.
That's a great, I haven't even thought about that, but yeah, you look ahead and it would seem the Republicans will fumble and flounder around. They can't get, the problem is that there's too much on one side and people don't vote in the primaries, which is really the most important of all the elections. And so you get stuck with people who are not winners. They don't know how to win because their focus is too narrow to get into the system. They have to be one way, and then they change everything after they've gone through the primary system. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We're reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GCN is sponsored by UnseenNow.com, offering email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage, all for free. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the focus on this list of stories, and one of the big weeks we've had, well, this before a holiday week, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, by the way. Michael is the editor and publisher from Talkers Magazine. When you have a list like this the week before a long holiday weekend, does it affect the fact that there's a holiday? Does that affect, you think, what people's moods are, their spirit is on the
more
air?
More than ever. People are so, it's always been that way, but more than ever, people, when there's a holiday looming, they start taking it immediately.
Yeah.
Because people are tired. People are, I've never seen in my lifetime, and I've been around the sun a number of times, I've never seen people as stressed out and as exhausted and as overworked and as, worn down by multitasking and long hours than I'm seeing in the world today. So when the holiday weekends come, it's almost like, oh, it's an oasis of time. And people start tuning out. Yeah. Don't you see it?
Yeah. I see it and feel it today, this weekend. We'll certainly feel it on Monday, and then Tuesday maybe things will get back to some sort of normalcy, only for people to look ahead. Okay, the first week of July is only 4 weeks away.
Yeah, well, I find people are clinging to the weekend after it's over. I find that Mondays and Tuesdays after three-day holidays are almost days off as well, that people are, I gotta go back. I see people suffering with overwork. I really do. Now, I can't say that about everybody, and that's a hell of a statement to make when we have such a high unemployment rate. But, I mean, even the unemployed are working too hard. It's that's a whole phenomenon that we could talk about for hours. That there are always lazy people sitting around doing nothing, but we're not talking about that. There are people who are working their tails off, who are not making enough money to make a living. They're called underemployed. And then there are people out there banging their heads against the walls, trying to start businesses and not making any money, trying to find jobs and not making any money, taking care of their families, dealing with all the pressures of life today. And so basically, I would say, you know, as a generalization, most people today are overworked, stressed out, and distracted.
Overworked and underpaid. Sounds like a country song. Yeah.
There are many people that work what's the equivalent of two jobs, and they can't make ends meet.
Yeah. I know. And there are a lot of, so, but what do? We don't, we find no solace in taking money from those people who have made money and giving it to those who don't, because there are some circumstances, many of them, we have an educational system that doesn't really teach people to do anything. We were talking about that before. Get out of high school, what are you good for? Nothing. Many people get out of high school when they're 16 because there's nothing there for them. The old days of the tech schools where you taught somebody how to be a plumber, electrician, a mechanic, those are good jobs, good paying jobs, and yet nobody seems to be getting the training. What is the object lesson here? What's the public school system supposed to do? Isn't it supposed to help those people so that they can help themselves?
Well, you know, again, I'm going to leave your question rhetorical. These are the times in which things are changing so rapidly, it's very hard to agree on what an agenda or a syllabus would be for a public school system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but remember earlier we talked about the fractionalization of interests. Now, in a politically correct, super-sensitive society with fractured interests, how do you come up with an agenda for the public school system of a major town or city?
Mm-hmm.
Not easy.
Nope, not at all. Michael Harrison is here. We're talking about the issues. Number one, George Stephanopoulos seems to have hit a sour note, and I don't even know if he sings, but he is a definite force or factor when it comes to the news media. And
unlike Brian Williams, who was an exalted journalist sitting in a very, very, very prestigious chair, and it was what he did was an embarrassment to journalism,
yeah,
and thus an embarrassment to NBC. George Stephanopoulos has never had a reputation as being a serious journalist. He's a journalistic celebrity. A political celebrity. He came from the Clinton White House. He was Clinton's top strategist, if you remember.
Yep.
He was considered a boy wonder, and he sold his soul to the Clintons years ago. So what? Okay, that's fine. That was his claim to fame. What, he's doing news reports on Good Morning America? That's a journalist. That's a journalism show. My answer to it is, this is a political football. Nobody ever thought that George Stephanopoulos was a credible journalist. Mm-hmm. You have to be completely have your head in the ground not to know he's going to be biased for the Clintons, whether he gives them money or not. I mean, come on. How could he not be biased to the Clintons? If it wasn't for the Clintons, he wouldn't be
where he is.
Yeah, who the hell would he be?
Nowhere.
So the whole thing is political hypocrisy and a tribute to the lousy state of journalism in America today. Sorry, but that's the way I see it.
Well, and then we use journalism and journalists as the root of our discussions. The News Talk Radio world goes to the world of news, whether it be cable news, whether it be the network newscast, whether it be radio newscast, whether it be print. Whether it's what we see from various web sites that supposedly the Huffington Post, I mean, it's all over. So if the journalists suck, then that maybe means that we're...
Exactly. If the journalists suck, we're going to have a sucky system, because I look at it from the media standpoint, because that's the business I'm in, and I think the media is to blame. The media could turn this whole situation around if it wanted to, but the media does not want to. The media wants to make money and play to people's preconceived notions, to support their biases, to be liked on Facebook, to have lots of ratings, and to make money. I can't blame them for that. That's the system, but that's what's bringing down the intelligence level of the country and making the frivolous the points of focus in the media, as opposed to the hard work and sometimes boring work that it takes to lay the issues out in a way that moves the conversation and the intelligence of the nation forward.
Yeah, that's well spoken. And then you got the biker. Then you got the bikers. We'll talk about the bikers in a moment. The situation in Texas that lots of people have been talking about. Nobody understands it, it would seem. Maybe there's nothing to understand. We'll talk with Michael Harrison about this in a matter of moments. One of the big items, one of the big stories, one of the big topics this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Did you know that minerals and metals have become essential elements that help define modern medicine? They're the building blocks of life-saving medical devices and medications that both doctors and patients rely on every day. What's more, minerals also contribute to medical breakthroughs. Janie Caswell with the National Mining Association has more.
Engineers have recently developed techniques to print 3D custom bones, a remarkable medical advance made possible by minerals. These artificial bones allow new tissue to grow, and over time the bone dissolves, leaving healthy bone in its place. Minerals power incredible innovations like this every day.
Are there other contributions?
MRI scanners, chemotherapy drugs, and surgical equipment all depend on minerals, which is why we must ensure ready access to a stable supply of these raw materials needed for vital applications. That's why Congress should pass legislation to modernize the U.S. mine permitting process. A streamlined and more efficient mine permitting process will boost manufacturing, increase economic growth, and help save lives.
To learn more, visit mineralsmakelife.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149, plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com for all the inside information about what's going on with your favorite hosts, whether they be local or national, or the kinds of things that we talk about here, right down to the nitty-gritty of the day-to-day. And so what's happened in Texas this past week has been reported well by some, discussed intelligently by others, and getting to the root of it, though, once again, the police are part of the focus. There's all kinds of, it's a sexy story. Look at these bad guys. Look at the pictures of these guys. Look at how bad they look. Yada, yada. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even the police are being threatened by these gangs.
I know.
These criminal gangs on motorcycles that are armed to the teeth with military weapons and they're going to retaliate against the police now. The police are under threat. Isn't that interesting that here in America we have roving gangs of criminals on motorcycles killing each other and threatening police departments, and we're worried about terrorists on the other side of the planet?
Yeah, I know. It is astounding. It really is. It's astounding what is going on under our nose, and we don't. And I think this goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago: the lack of education for most people. They don't have the curiosity. They're not asking questions. They look at this stuff and say, "How does this happen?" They look at the things that went on in Ferguson. How does that happen? Chicago. How does that happen? New York. How does that happen? Washington. How does that happen? L.A. How does that happen? It happens because people don't have their eye on the ball anymore. They're looking at those devices. It's all about the mind control that comes from people using these devices. Yes or no? Am I crazy?
No, no. Well, you're crazy, but not in terms
Thank
of that.
You.
Just kidding.
So nice of you. I know you. That's okay. I've been called crazy before.
I'm having fun with you. The fact of the matter is, we're all crazy.
Yeah.
Or as Paul Simon said, still crazy
after all these years. Yes, right.
We're all suffering from tremendous emotional and mental stress, and. I was speaking with a very, very intelligent woman who wrote the book, The Watchman's Rattle, Rebecca Costa, who does a radio show.
Yeah.
And her premise is that our systems are far too complicated at this point for anyone or any group of people to wrap their brains around. Mm-hmm. That it's way out of control, too complicated. The president can't understand it. The people in Congress can't understand it. Doctors can't understand medicine. People can't understand the simple economics that go into running their household. That the whole system is way too complicated for our brains, which are not evolved enough to handle. And this is the biggest problem facing our society. So on that level, yeah, we're all ineffective and crazy.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to one of our favorite stories, the government versus the people. California has had an oil spill this week. Mm-hmm. The Environmental Protection Agency, at war with these people that had a break in the pipeline. And so now a lot of oil got onto the beaches. It sort of reminds us of the Exxon Valdez back in the late 80s and the birds and the pictures that you see. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end because the birds are covered with oil and the fish have gotten covered with oil and the rocks on the seashore have gotten covered with oil. Let's stop all drilling. Stop all pipelines. Stop everything. Tomorrow we better start using fossil fuels. No more fossil fuels. Solar power and wind. That's it. Otherwise, we're done here. So that's what you hear from some of these extremists who think they're credible. That's the thing. I love listening to some of these people who are selling their stuff on radio programs, some of which we were talking about. You were talking about crazy, but they think that they're sane. They think their idea is the best. They think their idea is the only thing that will work. And so they make for interesting guests, and the conversation's great, but they're out of their minds.
Well, I mean, you know, let's kill ourselves to save ourselves. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We're stuck with our systems. We're stuck with our economies, our lives, our families, our fortunes, our futures are dependent upon a system that's decades, even almost hundreds of years old. And it has a pitfall. There are problems to our system.
A lot of them. Yep.
But you don't solve it by killing the patient to get rid of the disease.
What did you think of David Letterman's career?
I think David Letterman was a tremendous influence on modern talk radio, modern comedy, modern television. I think that he takes his place with Jack Parr, Steve Allen, and Johnny Carson, and even more than Johnny Carson. Carson was gigantic, but Carson was a unique character.
Yeah.
I think that Steve Allen, Jack Parr, and David Letterman have had tremendous cultural influence on generations of performers who do talk shows, comedy shows, and variety shows.
It is amazing how the guy was dismissed a long time ago, and then all of a sudden he's leaving this week. Oh, where's David? What's going to happen now? Who's going to even be there? Well, I know Stephen Colbert is there, which is a great source of fodder for conversation because a lot of the right of center stations say nobody who's a conservative is going to listen to Stephen Colbert. Well, David Letterman was pretty left of center, and plenty of people watched him.
It was a different kind of politics in those days.
Yes.
Now it's very partisan politics. In those days, it was free thinking. Look, we're in a new era of nighttime talk. Guys like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, these guys are geniuses. They're brilliant, but they're not the same kind of talk show hosts.
No.
They're comedic geniuses.
It's not really a talk show anymore. It's sort of a variety entertainment show.
Yes,
and
they're very, very, very good. But it's a different era, and it's very tied into new media, social media, et cetera.
Mm, yeah.
So it's the end of an era with the end of Letterman.
End of time for us this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. Go in there. Look around. Spend some time. Watch some of the productions at Talkers TV. Listen to some of the radio at Talkers Radio. It's really fascinating and helps us to put all of this stuff into perspective. Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Time now for a review of the legal consequences of some of the actions or some of the things that happened on News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Steve Wiseman is one of the wisest men. I think his father knew that when he changed his name, right? Isn't that how that all happened? Steve Wiseman.
From Simpleton.
That's right. No, not at all. Steve is a lawyer, a college professor, one of the leading experts on scams in the country. The items that are on the talkers list this week include the continuing gaffe on Mrs. Clinton and the emails. What kind of legal ramifications does all of this have, if any? Notice the judge said this week, okay, we've got to release the emails as they are available. Can't save them all until next January. What grounds are these decisions being made on?
Actually, it did not appear that Hillary Clinton violated any rules or regulations that were in effect at the time that she was Secretary of State. what's kind of being missed in a lot of the coverage now is that she's releasing these 55,000 pages of emails in response to a Freedom of Information request that had been done by the news media. And this is entirely legitimate, and it's not anything that she has done wrong. Here's what's kind of interesting, because some people are saying that, oh, you know, she's stalling, she's taking so much time. The State Department has to go through each one of these emails very, very carefully to make sure that information that should not be made public isn't made public. And I'll give you an example of what happened. Jeb Bush, as part of his presidential run, to show that he was very transparent, just out and out said, good, release all of the emails that I received while governor. So they did. And it turned out that he released personal information, including Social Security numbers of people who were asking about their eligibility for various programs, and they were real problems. So the State Department is screening these things. It is going to take a lot of time to do this properly, but she hasn't violated any laws, and the progress now is what's required.
All right, the Texas biker brawl and the legal ramifications of this. It's all these people dead, but as I look at the mugshots of the men who are on the Baltimore police force who are indicted by the grand jury, and look at pictures of the bikers, I'm looking at looks like I'm looking at the same sort of fellow here. That may not be fair, but that's my observation. So let's start with Baltimore. What are these guys in for that have been indicted?
They're in for quite a ride. I guess one of the things I found very interesting, you may too have, Doug, the grand jury took all of 2 weeks to come out with charges against the officers involved in the Gray killing in Baltimore, as compared to Ferguson, where it took so many months. However, it should be said that when I was looking at the charges that were brought through the indictments, they accepted some that were brought by the prosecutors. They changed others. It really looked like the grand jury did a good job here, and I think we'll see what happens with the trial, but this is going to be a major news event. I think this is going to be a major event in regard to policing in this country, and I think it's a good thing that this is coming to light.
All right. The biker brawl, police involved there. They said they knew these guys were coming. The people in the restaurant said the police should stay away, let them fight it out themselves. So they didn't do that, obviously. So what happens now with all of these people that have been arrested? What, 170 people, I think, were arrested at one point, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I think they may have knocked down some of them. They've let go. But interestingly enough, there was a lawsuit that's already been filed, a civil lawsuit. And believe it or not, it was from the restaurant next door that had to shut down and suffered some damage. And they are suing the Twin Peaks restaurant, saying that they are civilly responsible because they should have anticipated that this was going to happen. They should have shut down rather than welcoming opposing gangs. There's going to be a lot of criminal trials here. It's going to be interesting to see if they have, you know, what kind of evidence, because the criminal trials are going to be guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And when you're arresting so many people, unless you're going to try and say that this was a joint enterprise and anyone involved in this was responsible, you're going to have some serious difficulties for many of them getting convictions.
All right, there it is. Legal oversight of some of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Charts, Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, founder of Scamicide. Check it out. Make sure you don't get scammed.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kittler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.